Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hey, welcome everybody to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. We'll prove it to you over the next hour or so. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy, radio stations including KSHP 1400 in very warm Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark Mancini, the World War Sports Handicapper, with us. Art Source from Galaxy Sports with us. We'll play some Barron Sports trivia, and we'll talk about this, that, and everything. But I think first we got to talk about Thursday night's football game, Miami and Buffalo, and not the fact that Buffalo won by three touchdowns, that Tua went down and went down hard and started convulsing on the field of play. And I don't know how many situations like that he's had. He's had concussions in college, concussions in the pros. I don't know if he had any.
Five
total. Okay, so the bottom line is, should he come back? Point blank. I mean, yeah, players think that they can't be hurt. Players think nothing happens to them, but too many players die young. Too many players end up with ALS. Too many players end up with CTE. You know, we've had players, great players. Barry Sanders quit after 9 years. Jim Brown quit after 9 years. Aaron Donald quit after 9 years. A lot of players quit on time when they know it's their time. And on the other hand, maybe Tua is so competitive he thinks he can play. I think the NFL should step in here and get some objective medicinal questions and doctors and whatever. And I know there's a lot of money involved, so maybe the league should pay him up this contract and pay him a little bit at least for the rest of his life. But I don't think you gamble your life. I'd love your thoughts out there at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We certainly can discuss that. And you know, on Monday night's football was also interesting. Christian McCaffrey did not play, and we're not sure when he's going to play. There could be some question about that too, but Jordan Mason, who's never carried the ball 28 times before, carried the ball 28 times for 147 yards as they win 31-19 over the Jets. So we'll see how the 49ers do the rest of the way, but they looked awfully strong to me. Six field goals kept the game within 12 points, but in reality, the Jets played horribly, and Aaron Rodgers looked okay, but he wasn't very mobile. We're going to think about that, too. Anyways, we'll take a break and come back with the guy straight ahead on Sports Overnight America.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and Vans for 40% off. Also, with their Buy More, Save More offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to Vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America, and now joined by the guys, Mark Mancini, the World War Sports handicapper, and Art Source, who played in the NFL as a kicker for the Rams and also played with USC as a kicker. And, of course, he played as a linebacker in high school, so he knows what it means to get hit. And Art, we'll start with you because it's happened to you. The bottom line is you think Tua should quit. You saw him on that field throwing up and things like that.
Honest to God, you know, Fred, at a certain point in time, when you see someone get their fifth concussion and having seen the stars, you know, crater around my helmet, I know the feeling. And that's why I'm really into nootropics and doing whatever I can to keep the old noodle healthy. But, you know, I wonder if it's worth it. Is there a figure? I mean, he signed a $250 million contract, but does he need this? This is not something that you mess with, Fred. This is the rest of your life. This is way more important than the NFL. And, you know, I know there's a lot involved, like you said, huge amounts of money, but when does someone's ability to function for the next 40 years come into focus?
Should the league step in and say,
Yeah, honest to God, they should. And I'll tell you another thing they should do. They should put a package together with all the billions they have to find out how to put a helmet together that will protect, like a motorcycle helmet protects, like, you know, if you hit your head on the curb when you go down on a motorcycle. There has to be technology out there. We've seen it. You know, we see the practice helmets they wear with the pads on it. Or we go the complete other way. We just put like a little rubber helmet on, and that way people won't use their heads to make tackles. But I don't know if that'll work either, because there's things that happen. Like early in the game last night, a guy running by one of the running backs hit the guy in the head with his knee.
Yeah.
You know, those things happen. I mean – by the way, I really enjoyed Al Michaels last night. It was like a tromp through history when he and Herbie were talking about all the different games and the times. And
Okay. Do you want to hear something about why linear is better than streaming? Fourth quarter, all of a sudden, I'm watching it on Prime, and the sound goes very low. I could hardly hear it.
Really?
Out of nowhere.
They haven't worked out the bugs on this whole process.
Right, out of nowhere. And so what I'm saying is linear, that's most likely not going to happen. So people say, hey, just become cordless. Well, yeah. And I'm telling you.
I tell you what I don't like about it, Fred. on cable, I can't run back the play and see it myself. In other words, like if there's a key play that I want to see that they haven't showed the replay or they're talking and I want to see the play, I can't do that on streaming TV.
Yeah, so that's a problem. Mark, you're not cordless. You're with a cord. What do you think about Prime and the game last night, if you were able to watch it, and your thought about Tua?
Well, let's call it like we see it. First of all, the NFL to me is more reactive than proactive. Case in point with the overtime rules, what's 10 minutes and you give a team like the Lions to run up the field and score where the Rams don't even have a chance? Bogus with all the money they make. Second of all, the Miami Dolphins haven't been relevant since Dan Marino quarterbacked them. You can't win in the league with a 5'7" quarterback that can't see the defenses. You need the big 6'6" guys that can oversee the defenses, like a Trevor Lawrence.
Like the guy on Buffalo?
Don Elway. Huh?
Yeah. Like the guy on Buffalo?
Yeah, big Josh Allen. He can see the defenses. So, and then the other thing is with the helmets, we're not too far from flag football, guys. We're starting to see that in the Pro Bowl. We'll see that very soon in the NFL down the line.
We've been talking about it for the last 5 years, yeah. Mark.
50 years from now, we will not have pro football. We'll have flag football.
20.
What? In 20 years? 20. Yeah. I think you're right. I just think the government might step in or somebody's going to step in.
What's coming quicker, the electric cars or the football flag?
I'm betting on the football flags.
Folks, I would love your thoughts about Tua, concussions, the future of the National Football League. Email us at sportsfred@aol.com. I open talking also about the Monday night game where running back Mason, 147 yards for the 49ers. Now you hear that McCaffrey may have a more severe problem than people think, and he may miss much of the season. Art, any comments?
Well, you know, I'd like to have McCaffrey the last 8 games of the regular season heading into the playoffs, because in the old NFL, I think, you know, when it first started, they played 8 games. If this kid can run for 150 yards and do what he has to do, let's get McCaffrey healthy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Switching gears in college football, I had a friend that went to the USC-Utah game. First of all, I don't understand a game starting at 8 o'clock, paying a couple hundred dollars for tickets to see a blowout from the start that you know it's going to be a blowout, and then to actually get home at about 2 a.m.
Now we're going to get 5 a.m. here on the East Coast.
Now we're going to get some games starting tomorrow with USC, Michigan. Then we're going to get Wisconsin. Then we're going to get Penn State. So now college football is going to get exciting.
All right, let's talk some college football. And the Pac 12 became the Pac 2. Now it's the Pac 6 as it added.
I'm excited about that, Fred.
Four schools.
I really am, man. Who are the other two?
Hang on. It added four schools from the Mountain West. So now the Mountain West has 8, but now they're talking that the Pac 6 will now add some more from the Mountain West, including UNLV and New Mexico. So, Art, I don't know what's going on in sports, but it's not as much fun as it used to be.
Can I throw 2 more in there? I'd say throw Hawaii in there. They'd be a perfect entrance. They got to play somebody on the West Coast unless they want to fly to Mars.
I blame UCLA for all this and USC.
You're still blaming UCLA and USC for all this, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
UCLA had to pay Cal a lot of money to do this.
UCLA didn't even tell Cal. They're in the same school system in the state of California. USC is independent. Okay, maybe it had more of a right to jump. But as far as UCLA is concerned, no way, no how. Is
anybody going to beat Texas? Really?
What?
Is anybody get
Texas? Look, how about going into the big house, Mark, and slapping Michigan around like they were like nothing?
Ragdoll. And you know what? Somebody, I was talking to a USC guy, and he was telling me, I said, how do you get rid of a guy like Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian? And he was telling me,
Steve Sarkisian,
he said, was a drunk that needed to be fired. And I said, well, what if Pat Hayden? was in that boat. How did he stick around? So, you know, to me, Pat Eden's like Bud Selig. They stick around, but boy, that was a bad move.
Okay. There is such things in big sports called legacies. He's got a great legacy. Okay. He was the last quarterback to lead John McCain's team to a national championship. And Pat Hayden did lots of great things in his career as a venture capitalist with Mayor Reardon. I mean, we can't dog him. He is a very smart man. But when it comes to his coaches, if his coaches get fired, you put Orgeron on that list too. They're all going to win national championships.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, we lost Joe Schmidt at 92 years of age. He was part of the Lions' last championship way back in 1957. Growing up as a little kid, I remember CBS Sports did a thing on Sam Huff, a linebacker trying to stop Jimmy Brown. And it was Sam Huff and Joe Schmidt who were considered at that period the two best middle linebackers. Archer, 127 years of age. You remember Joe Schmidt?
I love Joe Schmidt. He coached the Lions. You know, you have people remember, you had Bobby Lane. You had some great Lion teams in the 50s. People don't understand that. They won three world titles, Fred. It was not like they were chopped liver. So it has been a long time. I mean, we're talking about almost 65 years since the Lions have been, you know, somewhat relevant. And now they are. This is a beautiful thing. But Joe Schmidt with Melfar and Melfar Jr., you remember Melfar Jr. from UCLA. Those were great teams. And then you had George Plimpton, the great movie with Alex Karras. I mean, those are halcyon times. But, wow, what a class act. What a great player. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but there's been a lot of great coaches that were pulling guards or middle linebackers over the years. And because they used to have to bring the plays in the old days when, like, Paul Brown was coaching, Don Shula was one of the guys that brought the plays in. And of course, you know, Don Shula. But I gotta say, in Joe Schmidt's defense, I loved watching his teams play football. I remember the old Thanksgiving Day games. They were unbelievable. They were can't miss football.
Yeah.
Folks, this is Sports Overnight America. Taylor Swift may call in and discuss Kansas City Chiefs.
What's he talking about?
And other things.
What I don't understand, guys, is why are they're getting so much attention. Why do they feel like they need to get more attention? And when I look at them Kelce guys, it kind of reminds me like a rerun of Duck Dynasty. You know?
That's a good call.
It's interesting.
We got to go to a break, but it's interesting. Kelce leans left. Mahomes won't say how he leans, right. I think he leans left, but his wife leans right.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss that and more and play Darren Sports Trivia straight away on Sports Overnight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I am Fred, and you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. It's one of my favorite parts of the show, Aaron Sports Trivia, where the guys try to answer some questions. And Art, being 127 years of age, needs legal medicinal products in order to stay up and answer the question correctly. And last week, you guys didn't do too well. Art, what do you take to answer the questions?
My mom gave this to me the other day. It's called Pure Neuro. That should explain a whole lot right there.
Wow.
So anyway, it's a nootropic. And, you know, we were talking about CTE and Tua and, you know, all the different things that are going on and the myeloids in the brain. Bottom line is you want to stay as healthy as possible. You want to be able to be functional, right? That's a Joe Biden joke, but we won't say anything about that. But the point I'm making is you need to take care of your brain. It's most important. So we always say awaken. We got Pure Neuro. And, of course, the new one is Mind Restore. They're going to be joining us in early October as our new sponsors. Great company. We love them. They're what it's all about, man. They're trying to help people have great lives.
All right. Let's play with Mark first. First question for Mark. Mark, this quarterback was sacked the most times in one season in the history of the National Football League, and it happened within the last 25 years. Mark, who might that have been? He was sacked the most times.
I was going to say Steve Grogan, but it's not him. But I would have to say...
Did you hear me, Mark?
What?
Little Hands.
Phil Sims?
No, this happened in the last 25 years. Art, you have any
idea? I go with Dave Craig.
In college, he played for a Western team, Western school. Last 25 years.
Craig's not the answer.
I want to see Philip Rivers.
Houston Texans.
The Sean Watson?
All right. How about his brother is still playing?
David Carr.
David Carr from Fresno State. He was sacked, get this, 76 times, almost five times per game in 2002.
And that's why the NFL Network has hired him.
All right, Art, since you're older, how about the all-time record for being sacked in the NFL?
Wow. I'm thinking about Sonny Jurgensen. I'm thinking about Norm Snead, Charlie Conner.
I'll give you a hint. He's got some legal difficulties now.
Oh, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Wow.
got sacked.
Fred, I love those hits. You just tossed them right out there. I'm all over them.
He got sacked 525 times.
Tell America why he's in trouble.
All right, Mark, you ready?
Yeah.
Most touchdowns in a career in the National Football League. That one's not hard. Mark?
Lynn Swann?
Lynn Swann from USC. Is that right, Art?
No. Most touchdowns ever. Not throwing passes or anything, just in the end zone with the ball.
With the ball.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice at 208. Hey, the medicine is working for you tonight. Come on. This is unbelievable. What's the name of the medicine again?
Mind Restore. It can help all of you.
Oh, my God. Mark, have you thought about it? Okay.
Still got everything working so far. 62 going on 63.
How about from the waist down? Is everything
working?
Yeah,
everything.
All right. This tight end was sort of famous because every time he scored, he would slam dunk over the goalpost.
Oh, this is a good one. Rob Gronkowski.
Art, who is it?
I'm gonna go with Mark on this one. We're wrong.
What can I hint? He played college basketball.
Is it Kellen Winslow?
Dave Casper? It's gonna be Rob Crane.
And it wasn't long ago.
Oh no, the guy from the Chargers. Gates.
Actually, it was Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham, New Orleans Saints.
The league ruled it a penalty, so he had to stop doing it.
I hate to say it.
He played in
good receiver.
He was.
Mark, you were gonna say something before we had to go to a break.
Well, I think Taylor Swift, and I'm not a big Taylor Swift because he's dripping wet 80 pounds. Just
another Swiftie.
No, I'm not a Swiftie. A couple buddies of mine are, but. The new song is going to be My Tight End is a Dead End.
Art, do you have any thoughts about athletes? Art, what do you think about athletes and
endorsing presidential candidates?
And entertainers getting involved politically?
I think it's awesome. I mean, to hear Usher trying to listen to she was on that ABC show with they're trying to talk her into, you know, backing Kamala, and Usher goes, Trump and I have made money together. Why would he want to back somebody else? Everybody has an opinion. Can I say this one thing, you guys? America is like overblowing this whole thing, all right? Bottom line is 95% of the people know who they're going to vote for.
Yeah.
So they're spending billions of dollars for 5% of the people that won't matter a damn thing. I mean, it's one way or the other. It's already in the cards.
Have you ever eaten a?
Hey, well, they all say that Kamala won the debate, but Trump picked up 3 points. How does that work?
Yeah.
Have either of you ever eaten the breast of cats?
No.
Only in Springfield, Ohio.
Or the cats' legs or something like that. You've never done that.
How about the geese in the pond?
I don't know, but I know one thing.
Hey, Fred, let me ask you a question. If they brought 25,000 Biafrans into Westlake Village, what would you think about that?
Say it again.
If they brought 25,000 Biafran African immigrants into your neighborhood, would you be happy with that?
Okay with me, as long as, don't bother me. I won't bother you.
Had to ask the question because – they're talking about the borders being open and all that. How about the flights that nobody knew about coming into the United States from all over the world with people? Well, and they're congregating people in people's neighborhoods. I don't get
Well, that. the other thing that was interesting is I didn't watch it, but you know, when you try to pick up a few things and you kind of thought to yourself, well, what is that? That doesn't seem right. I think I don't know, Fred, maybe you can weigh in on this one too. Kamala Harris was playing on the Jewish thing and the Palestinian war. It was almost like she was playing both sides of it. And you can't play both sides of that war, and that war will never end. It just seems like, and it,
I think you have to play both sides, to tell you the truth, because both sides have had people dying, and it's a very, very delicate.
What do they call it? The two plan initiative? Is that what they call it?
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's a very delicate situation. Let's go back to sports for a moment. Monday night, I have DirecTV, and of course, DirecTV is still battling with Disney. It's Monday night, and I try everything. I try Amazon Fire Stick, which I have. I try Roku, which I have. I must have spent 2 hours trying to get the pregame. I gave up. But then I said, wait a minute. Let's just go to Google and Google up Monday night football. And so help me God, I Googled Monday Night Football. And not only did I get it on the iPhone, I got it to the TV. Art, any comments? I beat the system.
I think we just helped 300,000 listeners around the country. Because I've been hearing nothing but trouble from all my friends. I can't watch CSC games on ESPN. I can't watch this. I'm like, guys, you need to get, you know, and for me saying that, because I'm the worst, me and you, Fred, you know, when it comes to like doing the computer stuff and, you know, Roku, Hoku, whatever, Blue. Come on, I'm out. But the bottom line is,
folks, if you're a DirecTV subscriber, they've lost, must have by now, thousands of subscribers. They, you know, 2 years ago, they had 22 million, and then they had 11 million, and now I will swear.
I heard they had 7.5 people.
I don't know how many they've lost over the last couple of weeks, but all I can tell you is that.
Their PR director got fired on Thursday.
I've had DirecTV since 1993. And again, I don't care who's right and who's wrong. I don't. And DirecTV is now giving you $30, apparently, to go buy something.
$30, but I missed out like 10 great games.
Yeah, so you can watch some other – so you can buy some
streaming. Well, everybody's looking for bargains, and that's the thing. You go to a Dodger game, they want $400 for a jersey. I mean, who the hell
got $11 out of me last night just to watch the Dolphins and the Bills?
I mean, who's – I mean, it's just – you know, it's just gouging. I mean, you go somewhere, you get something – you know, I think I had to get a squeegee blade, and the guy said $5.50.
Remember, in our day, you guys, when we turn on Channel 2 and the game would be on, or Channel 7 on Monday Night Football?
Just like that.
Didn't advertising pay for everything then?
Just like that. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll talk about a whole slew of things. And you can email us at sportsfredadeo.com. Back with more right after.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
An IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content, engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions
welcome
that
back,
allow
everybody,
them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite
Fred,
athletes and sporting
with
events.
Mark Mancini
IBM's new study
source,
confirms
and,
this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver
to
these experiences.
Sports and politics.
Visit www.ibm.com for more information.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
There's a picture.
Okay, Michael.
Went to middle school with a glue Michael.
Sebastian.
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not family.
Name is
okay.
Bowden.
No worries.
Francis
no worries. Jeffrey?
Toronto. Oh, not that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law not available in all states.
Hits the Angels for the 8 innings. First batter in the ninth, Taylor Ward hits a home run, ending the no hit. Okay. Then, a week or so later, he goes 7 innings. Gives up one hit. Okay, this week he's playing the Yankees. He goes through 8 innings. The Mets. He's playing the Mets. He goes through 8 innings. He no hit the Mets, and then the first batter, Lindor, in the ninth inning, homers to right, and the Mets go on to win 6-2.
Crazy.
I'm not sure I ever remember a pitcher. You know, three of his last four starts in 23 innings.
Nobody in the history of baseball has had the start that he's had.
And so, I mean,
that's incredible. If you watch him pitch, Fred, it's the movement on his pitches. He's not throwing that hard, but he looks like Maddox when he used to throw that ball outside the outside corner, and it would filter back in about 5 inches. Great movement up, down, in and out. The guy knows how to pitch, which is what I've been screaming about for the last 3 years in Major League Baseball. Right, Mark? These guys
are
so hard.
The guy I like. And I hope it was scary the other day watching him pitch. I like that Porter Hodge from the Cubs, but he had his heart racing the other day, and that was really scary.
7 innings there. Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
you know, it's interesting. I think the Dodgers are doing something, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about. On Wednesday of this week, or was it Thursday of this week, Ryan Pepiot, formerly of the Dodgers, he was traded to Tampa, is starting and pitching, goes 2 innings, hurts himself, and he's out. The Dodgers themselves have had, I think, 17 different starting pitchers this year. I have never seen anything like this. And it's not just the Dodgers. Obviously, the Braves, the first week of the season, the best pitcher in baseball, Spencer Strider, went down.
And you're talking about the two best teams in
the two best teams of the Dodgers and the Braves in town.
Now the Braves might not even make the playoffs. Because the Mets have won like 11 of their last 13.
The Dodgers are trying to out-hit their way to a World Series, and it just doesn't work
that
way. I think the smart money is going to be on the Phillies and the Padres.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. It depends.
You know, you got Arizona lurking there, too. Arizona, on any given day, can beat anybody.
Okay, but again, if the Dodgers get Glasnow back, Yamamoto pitched well in 5 innings in his first start, and Flaherty, they have the three pitchers they need for the three out of five playoffs. So they could be in there.
Kershaw's going to be in long relief?
I don't think I'd pitch him at all. Because I think right now seriously, he's so hittable. It looks like they're a pitching machine. I think I could hit him.
Well, but Fred, what the Cubs did to these guys after getting only 7 hits against the Yankees, they unloaded on the Dodgers. And the speed of those guys.
Speaking of such, how did Bellinger do against the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, and Peter Crow Armstrong. I mean, the guy he's like a Jim Edmonds.
The Dodgers, I think, in the last like 30 games have given up 7 or 8 runs like 10 times.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Because that's like 1 out of every 3 games.
Yeah, you can't.
You're in a 7-game series, that means you're guaranteed to have to play either 6 or 7 games.
They were upset. They were up 7-2 this week against, was it the Cubs? They finally win one, 10-8. You know, it's like if you go to bed, you wake
that's
up.
That's why Earl Weaver used to smoke in the corridor between the clubhouse and the dugout.
No, it's unblank. Believable what's gone on with that pitching staff. All right, let's talk about the National Football League and talk about some Sunday action here as the season. Week two of the National Football
League. I got three picks I like, Fred. You know
what I'm saying? Let's just talk about Sunday night and Monday night. And on Sunday night, you got the Bears and the Texans, and you'll be able to get it because it's
on NBC. Can I have the Texans for everything I own?
What?
What?
Seriously, I want the Texans for everything I own.
I like the Bears.
Nico Ryans will show Caleb Williams defenses he's never even figured out.
I like the Bears.
Oh, I even feel better about my pick, Fred.
Yeah.
Mark, being the world's worst sports handicapper, that sort of leans you the other way, folks. You know, it's interesting, too. Last week, the young quarterbacks, nobody played well.
Bueno.
Nobody That's played bueno. Well.
Jalen Daniels.
Daniels didn't play well.
Okay, I have a theory on that, and I'm going to explain it very quickly. Oh. In college football, the way they design offenses in the pistol, you work half the field from the strong safety over. That's where your reads are. When you get to the NFL, you get complex defenses that showcase one coverage and come up with another. And these guys haven't seen it. So it takes at least, in my opinion, 6 to 8 weeks for a young quarterback to assimilate all that and go, oh, okay, I got it. So if I send a guy in motion and a safety goes with him, it's a man-to-man defense. Oh, I like that theory.
All right, so on Sunday night, the Bears and the Texans, and I like the Bears. Just a hunch that
Caleb Williams. Artie's on his island. I love it.
Caleb Williams will play much better, and we'll see how that works out. Monday night, I hope I can get it if I go to some Monday night football because it'll probably still be blacked out on DirecTV. Falcons and the Eagles. Falcons 0-1. Oh, did they play badly last week?
Sounds Eagles like a 1-0. Bird bath.
Art, who do you like?
Eagles. I'm going to take the Eagles at home.
Oh, Eagles. I like the Falcons.
Okay, the Eagles about a 9.5.
Again, I'm feeling good.
Hang on. Now, straight up is one thing, but the Eagles are a 9.5-point favorite, Art. Would you take them?
Well, I'd have to tease them. I tease them, and I take the over, which I believe is like 47, because Cousins, they think, is going to have a big night against the Eagle defense. I would bring the 47 down to 41. I'd take the over.
Really? And Mark, you.
I don't do much teasers, but I would tease that. Take the.
I think the Falcons are too talented. They're going to go in the Philly and pull one. I like Cousins. I like the offense.
Cousins looked horrible last week.
So you're saying Philadelphia's going to start the season 0-2. That's what you're saying, Mark, right?
Philly's 1-0.
I was listening. To WFAN, and they're really pro Jets and pro Giants, obviously, right. The New York station. Right now, the Giants could be the worst team in the league.
They'll go into Washington and win.
Against the Commanders and win, but Danny Dimes is just, he's done. I mean, the question they asked this week is, no matter what, no matter how good we would be in other positions, if he's our quarterback, can we win the Super Bowl? And all the hosts said no. There's no way. So why do we have
him? Why don't they go with Danny DeVito's nephew?
Well, Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito. Yeah. From
last year. At least we'll have a good time. The New Yorkers will go, hey, pizza pie.
Let me tell you,
have a great time.
Keep your eyes on this team because this team will be heading into Pittsburgh in week 3.
Chargers.
And they got a running attack with J.K. Dobbins, man, who picked up 160 yards.
150 something yards, yeah.
They're going to run the ball down your throat. And
one thing Greg Roman does as the offensive coordinator, and you know this as well as I do, Mark, he develops offensive linemen. He's like Alex Gibbs, the good ones. Remember Joe Bugle?
Yeah.
They know how to get those guys. And I'm going to tell you, if J.K. Dobbins stays healthy,
no, he's a great college running back, and he's fine. If he's healthy, there's no question. However, with Keenan Allen being in Chicago and Mike Williams, who, by the way, is going to play a lot more downs this week for the Giants, they have no wide receivers.
Antonio Gates is on it.
That's why we're running the ball.
Yeah, but that's why they're running the ball. But there are times in a game when you have to find a wide receiver.
Well, I think what he's doing
is he's just going to run the ball down your throat like he did at Michigan. That's all he's going to do. He's just going to wear out defense.
I agree. I disagree. I don't think they'll win seven games this year. I think they'll go.
Can I go 8.5 on that deal?
I don't think they'll win seven games. You think they'll win more? You think they'll win seven games?
Mets, as the Italians would say.
No, seriously. Do you think they'll win seven games?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More than seven games.
Really?
Yeah.
Mad Dog Russo.
Very quickly, let's talk about the Rams. And Nakora is going to miss four games.
That's one
of their top receivers, obviously. But Kupp seems back. Art, what do you think? Arizona?
I've been a super Kupp fan for many, many years. My whole problem with the Rams is nobody can take the top off the defense right now on their roster. And until you can vertically challenge the field, like the great Al Davis. I know you're not a big Al Davis fan, Fred. But what it does is it spreads out the defense, helps you attack the defense. And until they can find somebody that can take the top off the defense, they're going to be another 8-9-win team.
What about a 36-year-old quarterback, your thoughts, in Stafford?
I love Stafford. See, they need a guy like Worthy. Even if he doesn't catch it, Xavier Worthy for KC, you saw what he meant in the first game. The guy, people always underrate speed. Am I right, Mark?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Mark, what do you think about the Rams?
Well, I like them. I really do. I think they got screwed in Detroit with the overtime.
Because of the rules. Tell them, because of the rules.
Yeah, the rules are a joke.
You should have a chance to have the ball.
You should have a full quarter, and then if you
In the playoffs, you do, but in the regular season, you don't.
But it doesn't matter because
it's like the major leagues with this with extra innings. Let's put a guy at second. How does that equate to baseball in the history of baseball? Do you stick a guy at second? Don't you have to earn your way to second, Fred?
All right, the worst rule change was and is the kickoff rule. Oh. I don't know what the blank who was thinking or wasn't. What Roger Goodell makes what $75 million a year, something like some number like that. What were they thinking about?
Some guy's going to show up to some NFL camp and say, I can hit a perfect little right to left draw that hits at the 16 and kicks into the end zone, and they get the ball to 20 every time.
Yeah,
either kick it off from further back.
Right. That's what I think they ought to do.
And give them a chance to run it back. Yes. And I understand the injury question as far as kickoffs are concerned.
Collision factor.
But they've taken away the fun of the game again. And this is ridiculous. I mean, it's like, I guess they won't change.
Standing there at the 35 all by himself.
They won't change.
What if you want to try like an avant-garde onside kick? Just start the half.
You can't surprise with an onside kick, as Art just indicated. You have to tell the other team.
We're going to go onside kick.
That makes it a lot of fun. What are they? I don't know what's worse, the ghost runner in baseball, I think the kickoff rule might even be worse.
I think you might be right.
Well, the worst is going to be the overtime in the NFL is the worst. That's got to be it's going to be the worst because it's only 10 minutes. Team could bleed the clock.
No.
And then you don't even have a chance.
In high school football in California in the old days, you know what they did? You got four plays from the 50. And wherever you put the ball, the other team had four plays from the 50. And whoever progressed the furthest way down the field won the game.
Won the game. As simple as that.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we take a break and wrap things up for Sports Overnight America? You, of course, can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Folks, if you disagree with us, love to hear from you. Or if you agree with us, love to hear from you. Of course, heard on KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas and a slew of stations and all the apps. So
300,000 people out there are listening to us.
Yeah.
Well, then they probably disagree with Mark more than almost anything, I guess. I don't know.
People show me the houses they've won because of Mark.
They were at the game when the Rays and Phillies had a little brush back the other night.
All right, we're gonna come back and wrap things up right now on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. Happy to have you with Art Source from Galaxy Sports, Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, and Friday's Los Angeles Times. And I don't know if he was kidding or not. Bill Plaschke indicated the Dodgers should use Ohtani in relief.
Didn't I mention that last week?
Let me just throw this to you. They've already said he can't pitch till next year.
Who said that?
He's going to go 50-50 this year. And you're now going to gamble that he's not going to ever pitch again.
Yeah.
Because I think I honestly think he was just kidding. He had to be. Art, do you think he was kidding or do you think he was serious?
I don't. Here's what I'm saying to you. The guy has unbelievable stuff. He's got a splitter that, you know, Ty Cobb couldn't hit or Pete Rose.
The bottom line is, in
a certain situation, to win a world championship for the first time in a full season, right, Mark? The Dodgers need to do whatever they have to do.
Let me tell you something, and you know me, Fred and Barty, I don't waver away from consistency. This guy is a wolf in sheep's clothing, man. I'm telling you, if he
you're
didn't,
still not sold on Ohtani,
I'm telling you right now. If the guy didn't steal bases, the guy would be a Dave Kingman or a Gorman Thomas. Have you seen his strikeouts on this guy? I'd never seen Barry Bonds strike out like this.
Hey, I'll tell you what I like about him. It starts with a 7 and it has 9 zeros after it.
You can't disagree with that. I will go to Vegas
and put money on it that this guy will not win more than 8 games next year pitching.
Really?
The MVP in the National League, Ohtani.
He can't win eight games.
It might be Lindor, but it will be Ohtani running away.
Lindor, we got to give Lindor credit.
Lindor's great. I mean,
he's had a great year. And you know, he's been a bum for the last 3 years. I mean, if you really look at his numbers.
Sports Overnight America. Mario, thank you. Art, thank you. Mark, thank you. And Stay tuned for more of Sports Overnight America.
All night long.
Okay.
Come on, Fred. You've seen a lot of guys. Barry Bonds over Ohtani.
Oh, no, he's not going to give you
that.
Oh,
yeah, come on.
You're out.
I'm telling you.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
This will be about 15 minutes.
Let's get more of this, Mark.
Hang on. 3, 2, and 1.